When you drive along the highway and you see a state police car on the side of the road, say we follow every letter and dot of the traffic code as if it had been given by God to Moses on Mount Sinai. And they say when judgment is imminent, our striving for perfection knows no bounds. Like when the judgment is about to take place, well, we strive for that highest road. And it's kind of the Master's return in that gospel is the time of death, the time of judgment. That's the time of the Master's return. And the church prepares us for those four last things: death, judgment, heaven, and hell. One spiritual writer says, death than which nothing is more certain, judgment than which nothing is more strict, hell than which nothing is more dreadful, heaven than which nothing is more glorious. And like we say, that Master's return, the Son of Man will come when you least expect him. And that gospel reminds us that we're stewards. Now, stewards is different than owners. It's like being not the landlord, but the tenant. Like we say, you and I are not the landlord of the body, we're only the tenant. God is the landlord. And at death, we give an accounting to the landlord for our use of the body. And as that gospel says, much will be required of the person entrusted with much, still more be demanded of the person entrusted with more. The greater gifts that God bestows on us, like physical, intellectual, spiritual, the greater responsibility we have to use them to build up that kingdom that lasts forever. Okay. Like it's kind of like that thing on television where they say for the next 10 seconds the emergency broadcasting system will conduct a test. Like this is only a test. If this were a real emergency, you know, that's the spiel. Well, we say that for the next 50, 60 years, God will conduct a test. Like, this is not life, this is only a test. If this were life, there would be no death. Because eternal life is life with a capital L. And the real enemy of life with a capital L is not death, but sin. Sin is the only thing that can destroy eternal life, God's life in our souls. St. Augustine says that basically we're wired for eternity. Okay, it's kind of inbuilt. He says, if it's not eternal, it's too short, says St. Augustine. Okay. 100 years, like we say, is too short because we're wired for eternity. There's a Burt Reynolds movie in which a swindling real estate agent he's in the ocean far out from the shore, and he starts to make bargains with God. Okay. He thinks his judgment might be imminent. So he says, Lord, if you save me, I'll be a better father. I'll be a better man. If you let me live, I'll obey the Ten Commandments. I'll be honest in business. Help me. I'll give 50% of my income to charity. But then as he gets closer and closer to shore, the offering becomes smaller and smaller. I'll be honest in my dealings as soon as I get rid of that desert land. And as soon as I get to shore, I'm going to start donating that 10%. Well, the point is that you and I are working to build up an everlasting kingdom, a kingdom that lasts forever. Like Fulton Sheen says, this whole world is only a scaffolding through which we climb up to the kingdom of heaven. It says, when that last person shall have climbed up through the scaffolding, well, this whole world will be torn down and burned because it will have served its function. it will have accomplished its task. It will have brought us back to God. Okay? The purpose of this world is to bring us back to God, to use the things of this world as stepping stones to God, and to lead others to God, to bring new members into the world, into the church, to use our time and gifts to build a kingdom founded on truth, a kingdom of charity, which will never pass away. That kingdom that we're ultimately all wired for. So we pray that when that time of the closing down of time itself comes, that we'll have used the gifts, the time, the talents that God entrusted to us to build up that everlasting kingdom. It's actually the culture of life, founded on truth and bursting with charity.